Okay, so today we're diving into something pretty unique, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We've got excerpts from a book review.
Okay.
And the book is called Her Name is Lotus.
Interesting title.
Yeah, by John Walker. And you know what really grabbed my attention about this book was the way it compares a woman's qualities to the lotus flower.
Ah, I see.
So I'm kind of fascinated to see
Right.
like what we can uncover about this woman just from this review.
Yeah.
And why the author chose
I mean,
this particular symbol, like the lotus. It's such a powerful.
the lotus is interesting. Yeah. It's
Yeah.
very symbolic.
Definitely.
I think the author's going for something a bit deeper than just,
Right.
your typical tribute.
Yeah. And the review actually mentions that too.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. It specifically says that the book is more than just a tribute.
I see.
So I'm really curious,
Yeah.
what sets this book apart from that? And, what is the author trying to achieve?
Yeah, what's the deeper message here?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think he's using the lotus as a way to kind of elevate the story, and connect it to something a little more universal, I guess.
Okay.
The lotus flower, it's not just a pretty image. It's
Yeah.
loaded with meaning,
Yeah.
across different cultures. For
Yeah.
example, like in Buddhism,
Right.
the lotus represents enlightenment,
Yeah.
rising from like these muddy waters, and then it blossoms into this stunning beauty.
Wow. Yeah.
And then in Hinduism, it symbolizes creation and rebirth. It's
Oh.
like a spiritual awakening.
Right. So it's taking all of those meanings,
Exactly.
layering them onto this woman's story,
Yeah.
which is so cool.
Yeah.
And the review actually uses some really interesting descriptions.
Oh, like what?
Like it talks about kindness and fragrance,
Okay.
strength and resilient stem,
Oh, wow.
timeless beauty and year-round bloom.
Interesting.
And I'm particularly drawn to like that fragrance as a metaphor for kindness.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think that says about her impact, as opposed to if you'd said generosity or.
It's a good point because you're right. Fragrance, it suggests a subtle but lasting impact.
Yeah.
Generosity, it can be a single act,
Anyway.
but fragrance lingers. It kind of influences the atmosphere around her. So it
Yeah.
implies that her kindness wasn't just these big gestures,
Yeah.
but it was really like woven into the essence of who she was.
Oh, that's such a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really interesting choice of words.
And then there's resilient stem representing her strength.
Right.
Makes me think of like how the lotus can thrive in those challenging
Oh,
environments.
absolutely.
Even like murky waters.
Yeah, like it can push through all that
Yeah.
and come out even stronger.
Right. And so beautiful.
Yeah.
So, do you think the author is implying that this woman faced obstacles?
Oh, almost certainly
Yeah.
in her life.
I mean, the resilient stem metaphor, it really brings to mind that image of the lotus, being
Yeah.
able to not just survive.
But really flourish even when surrounded by, murky waters.
Wow.
It definitely suggests she faced some hardship, maybe even tragedy,
Yeah.
and yet emerged, stronger and even more beautiful because of it.
It really adds a whole new dimension to her story.
Absolutely.
And then we have timeless beauty and year-round bloom.
Right?
So is he talking about like inner beauty?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he's talking about those qualities that go
Yeah.
beyond the physical,
Right.
something that transcends age and circumstance.
Hmm.
Year-round bloom, it suggests this consistent vibrancy,
Yeah.
like an inner light that doesn't fade.
Wow.
Makes me think of people whose wisdom and compassion, they
Yeah.
just deepen over time. They become even more radiant.
I'm starting to see why the author was drawn to the lotus.
Yeah, it's a great metaphor.
It really is. And he even calls her quiet power, which I find so intriguing.
Interesting.
How do you think that concept challenges our usual ideas about power?
I mean, it really flips the script, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially when we think about power in women,
Yeah.
it's this powerful subversion of stereotypical images of power.
Right.
Like loud, dominant,
Yeah,
forceful,
all right.
quiet power is more about influence than control. It's leading by example,
Yeah.
inspiring others through inner strength, grace, and compassion.
Yeah.
It's like a steady stream that can carve through rock over time.
Wow.
It suggests a more enduring impact.
And the review ends with this really great line.
What's that?
It says,
Yeah.
"The timeless qualities that make this woman unforgettable."
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I have to ask, what do you think makes someone truly unforgettable?
That's a great question.
And how does this book achieve that?
I think what makes someone unforgettable is their ability to touch our lives on a deeper level.
Yeah.
You know, leave a mark on our hearts and minds even long after they're gone.
Wow.
And I think this book, by using the lotus as this framework,
right,
it allows us to connect with this woman's essence, mm-hmm, see beyond just the surface.
Yeah.
And understand her on a soul level.
Right.
It's about recognizing those universal human qualities that resonate with all of us.
Yeah. So we've explored the symbolism of the lotus.
We have.
And how it illuminates this woman's character.
Definitely.
We've seen how her strength, kindness, mm-hmm, her inner beauty are all woven together through this really powerful metaphor.
It's amazing.
It is amazing how a single flower can unlock so much meaning.
It really is.
But before we wrap up, I have to ask.
Yeah.
If you had to choose a flower,
oh,
or natural element to represent yourself,
okay,
what would it be and why?
That's a wonderful question to ponder.
Right.
You know, I think I might choose the oak tree.
Oh.
You know, embody strength, resilience, and wisdom.
Wow.
Deeply rooted, yet always reaching for the light.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, this deep dive has really given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, me too.
And honestly, I'm even more eager to read Her Name is Lotus now.
I bet.
For our listener, if you're looking for a fresh perspective, mm-hmm, on what it means to be strong, beautiful, and unforgettable.
Right.
I highly recommend checking out this book.
Yeah.
You might just discover a bit of yourself reflected in the petals of the lotus.
That's a great way to put it.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
It really has.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Okay. Bye.